Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio, a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota National Guard, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System, and Beyond the Yellow Ribbon. Get updates and show information at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Your host is former Command Senior Enlisted Leader for the Minnesota National Guard, retired Command Sergeant Major Doug Wortham.
Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I am your host, Doug Wortham, and I got a special co-host with me today. The Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs is going to be our primary guest in the later half of the show. But since he was here, I said, hey, Commissioner, why don't you help us out, do some co-hosting. So, Commissioner, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Doug. Glad to be here.
Yes. So, Commissioner, today we're going to check in with the Brown County Veterans Service or Veterans Council. And then, of course, we're going to have a nice conversation with you, talk about the Veterans Day events, the official Minnesota, State of Minnesota Veterans Day event. But before we get to those two things, we have to do what we call generally speaking. This is a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard. So here's Major General Sean Mankey.
November is a month of the military family, a time for us to recognize and celebrate military families for everything they do. Military families know what it means to sacrifice. They stand by and support us through drill weekends, annual training, and long deployments. We are able to conduct missions with the highest level of professionalism because of their love and commitment to us. Our families truly understand what it means to serve this nation. To support military families during the month of the military family and beyond, visit Beyond the Yellow Ribbon online. Finally, to Minnesota's military families, on behalf of the soldiers and airmen of the Minnesota National Guard, thank you.
Thank you, General Mankey. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. So, Commissioner, the Brown County Veterans Council, that's who we've got on the show next, and one of the members of that council, someone that I know that you're familiar with, his name is Greg Peterson. He's the Director of Veterans Services, or the Brown County County Veterans Service Officer. And then along with him is a young man by the name of Tony, and Tony is a retired veteran of the Army National Guard. Retired from 3M back in 2015, and now both of them are heavily involved in the Brown County Veterans Council. So, gentlemen, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. And Commissioner, probably somebody you're familiar with. You know, he was of course, he's been a CVSO for many years, but then very involved in the MACVSO, and someone I know you served with.
Absolutely, yeah. I've known Greg for a long time. We were both CVSOs at the same time back when I was in that role as well. So
yeah, and remind us where you were a CVSO at.
Olmsted County, down in Rochester.
Yeah, so you guys weren't too terribly far away from each other.
South part of the state.
Yeah, pretty close. So, hey, Greg and Tony, again, you know, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. And, Greg, you reached out to me because you said, hey, we're doing this thing down here. You're a part of the Brown County Veterans Council. You said, we're doing this thing down here right around Veterans Day, and you wanted to be able to share it with the listening audience. And so I think what I'll do, though, is maybe start with Tony. We'll give him some airtime since, Greg, you've had so many opportunities to talk on the show. So tell Tony, tell us a little bit about this event you've got going on and what it is.
Sure. Looking forward to it, of course. But started off a few weeks ago, I attended the at the library in Winthrop. I attended a presentation by Bill Straczynski, a Vietnam Army medic, infantry medic, that had a really nice presentation, and I was hoping that I could get him to come to New Ulm. And the first thing I did is I checked with the library, and they, of course, jumped right on it, and actually have had him there already recently within the last month or so. And then I reached out to Lori Jewell at State Street Theater here in New Ulm, and presented it to her, and surprisingly enough, she got back to me almost immediately and said, actually, the only date that would probably work would be November 10th. And I said, well, that's actually pretty almost perfect for us. It's the day before Veterans Day. And then as this progressed, it actually became quite a big event, very, very, lots of stuff going on. So I guess I'm not exactly sure where you want me to go, but as far as I'm concerned, we've got the 204th ceremonial ensemble, brass quintet's going to be coming down and performing patriotic music. And we've got Bill Straczynski is going to do his presentation, infantry medic presentation, and talk about what his time in the service has, how it has affected him. And you probably know him. You probably know Bill pretty well as well. But he was very instrumental in moving this all forward. So he's been involved in this heavily. We've got Randall Dietrich from the Minnesota Military Museum is going to be coming down, bringing some artifacts down, and he has a Congressional Medal of Honor that was won by, I think I've got the name, John Berger?
Berger is certainly his name. And he has Medal of Honor recipient Berger has a grandson who was Warren Berger, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Okay.
And then Chief Justice has a granddaughter that's a lawyer in Mankato. So there's had a lot of law in there. History.
Yep. So, Randall is going to be coming down, and he's going to bring some artifacts along from the museum, and we've got some dignitaries coming down. I believe Senator Klobuchar is going to send a representative, and we've got local Representative Paul Torkelson and Senator Dames.
Well, and also out of Brad's office there. Ben Johnson is going to come down and present a certificate because we have a 103-year-old Marine who lives here in New Ulm, and since the November 10th is also the Marine Corps birthday, we're going to celebrate that up special, and then MDBA is going to have a nice certificate for Paul, our 103-year-old Marine.
So it sounds like this is turned into kind of a formal Veterans Day event as well. Is that right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely.
You know, it's interesting that, obviously we've got the commissioner in here, and it's the last day of October as we're recording this session. And, of course, it's snowing out, which is why you guys weren't able to make it up here. Otherwise, you would be able to be in the studio with us today. So then the commissioner shows up, and I put him to work then to be the co-host. And, commissioner, I'm just wondering, you know, obviously – a ton of different Veterans Day events on. We're going to hear from you about the official State of Minnesota event, but it's still nice to have or to see that the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs is supporting multiple events throughout the state.
Absolutely. You know, we can't be everywhere, and we definitely support communities that are holding their own events all across the state, because the more recognition we get for our veterans, especially on Veterans Day, is better.
Yeah, and of course, it is the Marine Corps birthday. You know, we're all here Army veterans. However, Greg is a U.S. Air Force veteran, but we can still honor the other services as well.
Absolutely. It's funny, I was reached out to by a national organization about the Marine Corps birthday next year because it'll be their 250th. And as part of that recognition, I was asked, what about the Army? What about the Navy and as well? And I said, well, the other branches don't make quite as big a deal about it as the Marine Corps does.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? So, Tony and Greg, you know, obviously you've been planning this event. You said that you've got the 204th coming in to perform some music. So, Tony, if everything went perfectly for you for that day, what would that vision look like for you?
I guess one of the biggest pluses for me would be if we have a good turnout. I'm hoping that we get this out, reach out to as many family members and general public, because this, I don't know if I mentioned it, but this is completely free. I'm looking forward to just having a lot of people showing up and having a good time, and maybe even get a piece of birthday cake that's going to be provided by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is providing us with a huge Marine Corps birthday cake. So I guess the biggest thing I would look at is, first of all, I'm the master of ceremonies, so I hope I don't screw up too much. And the other one would be if we have a good turnout. I'm hoping that a lot of people will get the message and show up.
Yeah.
I just got an email from Senator Klobuchar's office, and they are sending a representative with a personalized letter from the senator. But we understand you're going to have them in the state veterans program.
Yeah, perfect. Well, yeah. Just a little tip for you, Tony. Make sure that as you're cutting that cake for the Marine Corps birthday, you find the oldest and the youngest Marines, and make sure that that youngest one gets to cut the cake and the oldest gets to eat that cake and have a little celebration about that. But, hey, gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll come back. I want to hear a little bit about more about the performers, you know, some of the other expectations from the public, what they can see. And then we'll talk more with the commissioner from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs as well. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Doug Wortham, and I've got the commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs in here as well, Brad Lindsay, giving me a hand. And we've got on the line representatives from the Brown County Veterans Council. We've got Tony and Greg, Tony Miller and Greg Peterson. And they're talking about a big event going on, celebrating Veterans Day, Commissioner, which we know every day at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs is Veterans Day.
Absolutely. That's our mission. That's our life.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's get a little more information about this big event, Commissioner.
Yeah, so Greg and Tony, you've got it labeled as a veteran celebration. And I know I've seen something about the Army Band being there, but what entails the celebration? Do we have other performers that are going to be there? Any concert, things like that?
The only performance will be by the 204th as far as music is concerned. They'll start off with they'll, of course, do the national anthem, and we'll post the colors. And then shortly after that, there's the ensemble is going to play the Armed Forces melody and medley, and then anyone will stand for their particular branch when it's actually played. The only one I don't know is how many Space Force members will be there.
Yeah, that might take a few years for that to really fully develop.
Yes, correct.
The Coast Guard's anyway, still working on it.
Yep. But other than that, we're going to have before they're going to actually play. The 204th is actually going to play pretty much at the end of the event. The beginning of the event is going to be. It's going to probably have. It will have Bill Straczynski will do his presentation on his military service as an infantry medic, and then of course we'll have Randall Dietrich speaking. Then we'll have the dignitaries are going to speak in between there. That's about all I can say. I can think of right off hand. Maybe Greg can maybe add some more to it.
Well, I will add a little bit more. We're on the prairie in New Ulm, and there aren't a whole lot of things to do that Sunday afternoon. We get usually a very good crowd of regulars, veterans, maybe those that are in the retired world, and so that's why we're looking to capitalize on that. It's not the end of summer. It's almost the beginning of winter, but it's getting one more good, upbeat, patriotic concert in before we all become homebound.
Yeah, well, if you look out the window right now, you think it is the beginning of winter. I think that's what you were going to say, Commissioner.
Exactly, yeah. I was going to ask, too, are there going to be resources and stuff like that? You know, Greg, with your office being involved, is there going to be resources there for the veterans that attend, information they can pick up about veterans benefits and services and things as well?
We're going to have some information in the program about our local emergency relief fund that the Veterans Council manages, our transportation program to the VA hospitals, and then our big memorial out here. We'll have that in there. And then I've got some time on the podium as well.
Excellent. It's all free, right?
Yes, sir.
So, excellent. Greg, Tony, you know, I know that there's a ton of planning that goes into the event. It's not something you guys just thought about, you know, a week ago. But I would imagine it takes a pretty good team of people to get together, different sponsors and things like that to help out. So who else is volunteering or participating to get this thing off the ground and make it a successful event?
Well, you know, when we say it's free to, free to those who come. But there, you know, it's a facility that needs to be heated and needs staff. They have a small bar and snack station that they'll have volunteers manning there. So our sponsors were mainly our veteran service clubs in the area, our Disabled American Legion, Disabled American Veterans Chapter, our Legions, and our VFWs. And then the theater themselves got a grant from the Prairie Lakes. That comes through the tax that's on the water and arts and all that stuff.
Okay.
The Legacy Fund, yeah.
Gotcha. Prairie Lakes Legacy Fund?
There you go.
Okay. All right, so all these people coming together, different entities coming together, putting together a great event for the 10th of November, Marine Corps birthday, but really it's a big Veterans Day celebration honoring our veterans, those who have served. So it sounds like it's going to be a pretty good event. Hopefully you get a lot of people turning out, and hopefully the weather holds out for you.
Yes, hopefully it does.
So, Greg and Tony, I know not all counties certainly have these, but I have heard of them in several counties. But can you tell us a little more about your Veterans Council and, you know, what they do, who that is, and, you know, any other events they might sponsor throughout the year?
Ours in Brown County started in 1986. It was about the time when the VA was going to eliminate travel pay for veterans traveling to the VA. It was a bigger plan from Washington to squeeze out all the veterans, and let's make veterans' hospitals much, much smaller. But our veteran service organizations realized that, our national ones, and there was a charge across all of the states to develop van programs, which many of our counties have now. And that's how the Brown County Veterans Council got started. They purchased a van, and they had employees, and we provide rides to the Minneapolis and St. Cloud VA medical centers. So after they got that up and running, then, you know, they were a group, and what are they going to do next? So they put together a very large veterans memorial that's here on our courthouse grounds. We've got about 2,200 flat paver stones, and we ran out of room there. So now we've gone with vertical upright granite panels. Our council will provide a bus every year for Veterans Day on the Hill. We do that. We've just kind of changed our mission and our focus to maintaining our memorial and starting an education program. And this concert is part of the education program. Next year, we hope to run a chartered bus over to Granite Falls. There's a very neat World War II museum over there. It's called Fagan's Fighters. They have a lot of aircraft and Holocaust stuff. And right around Granite Falls, we're near the Montevideo Veterans Home, so we would try and get a tour there, and then the Redwood Veterans Cemetery. And then 2026, after the Minnesota Military Museum opens in their new location, we'll be taking a bus up there.
Excellent. Great work. Always great to have support. Takes a village.
Yeah, absolutely. And, Greg, you'd mentioned about that tour of the Montevideo Veterans Home, and just so happens that the commissioner right here who just heard that request might be able to influence that decision-making. I don't know. What do you think, Commissioner?
I'm sure we could probably get you scheduled in.
Yeah. Well, hey, Greg and Tony, we just have a couple of minutes left. And one more time, if one of you two could please give us the rundown, date, times, location, everything of this big event.
Yeah, it's November 10th. That's a Sunday at 2 p.m. Doors open at 1. It's in the old high school auditorium, which has been refurbished and now is called State Street Theater, which, of course, is on State Street in Minnesota. The address is 1 State Street, and it's basically at the intersection of Center Street and State Street. Our big courthouse is right across from there. There's ample parking in the back. There's ample parking on all the sides. In the back of is more of a better entrance for those wheelchair bound.
Yeah, that's outstanding. Well, Tony and Greg, you know, thanks again for, you know, coming together and putting this thing on, and make sure you report back to Minnesota Military Radio. Let us know how the event went and how the big turnout was.
We sure will. Sure. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for joining us here on Minnesota Military Radio. We appreciate it. Well, Commissioner, so, you know, well, you're up next. So you've actually been in the hot seat here for the last, you know, 20 minutes, but you look pretty cool over there.
Well, good. Yes. It's a good day to stay cool.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a great day. Well, it was good to talk to Greg and Tony and hear about that event. And up next, we're going to talk about the big official State of Minnesota Veterans Day event, which is going to be held on Veterans Day. So we'll do that when we come back from this break. So, ladies and gentlemen, please stay with us. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Doug Wortham. In the studio with me is my co-host for today, and that's the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Brad Lindsay. Normally, Commissioner, we would go right into the Commissioner's Corner, and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs producer for Minnesota Military Radio made the executive decision that we weren't going to play that because it might seem kind of awkward to go into a Commissioner's Corner and then come out of that play out and then introduce you again. So I don't know. Did she make the right decision?
I think so. She's already put the Commissioner in the corner. So.
Well, there you go, Beth. So that's one check mark in the positive column for you. Well, Commissioner, you know, thanks for co-hosting with me and joining me for the last couple of segments. And I just want to give people kind of a quick rundown about who you are. You're the 19th, right? The 19th commissioner, something like that?
That sounds right. Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
I think that's what is my if my math was correct. You are an Operation Iraqi Freedom veteran. You served with the United States Army and the reserves, yep. Military police. You've got deployments to Kuwait, Iraq, Jordan, Germany, Panama. And so when we talk about the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, I mean, you fall into that category. You are one of those that the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs wants to and looks to serve.
Absolutely. I actually said that when I interviewed for this position with the governor's office. I said, I am those we serve. And, of course, that helps make you a little more dedicated to the mission when the mission directly affects you as well and all of your friends and all of your buddies.
So. Yeah, I can imagine that it does. And, you know, you've been officially in the position for, gosh, it's almost a year.
Almost
already.
A year in December it will be.
Wow. The time goes by quick.
It does. Some days.
I mean, it seems like we were just doing the year in review.
Right.
And I think at that time it wasn't official, right? Or was it? Or it just become official?
It had just become official. Yeah, I think it was December 20th, I believe it was. So.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's good to have you on board and to have you in the studio with us. And
thank you.
We've been, you know, kind of talking really all show about veterans and Veterans Day and different events. Specifically down at Brown County, and the MDVA is charged to put together the official Veterans Day program. And so obviously it falls right into your lap, and then, you know, you put those people in charge of it that need to be in charge of it. But maybe you can just tell us a little bit about the event and, you know, what's going on, when it's going on, all that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's kind of our World Series a little bit. You know, we always say that every day is kind of Veterans Day in Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. But on this one day, we kind of go all hands on deck, as the Navy would say, and we set up and host our official State of Minnesota Veterans Day event. Last several years, that event has been held in Invergrove Heights, also virtually a few times there during COVID. But one of my big goals when I took over as commissioner is to get that event out to more of the state, have more people in the state able to participate, able to attend. And so starting this year, we're moving it around. So, yep, on Monday, November 11th, we'll be in Arden Hills at our new location at the Armory there. And we'll be beginning with a free breakfast at 8:30 a.m. And then we'll have an official program at 10 a.m., I believe I'm doing my same role as I did last year, which I'm going to MC it. helping out.
So we're kind of giving you a little test run here. You're getting the vocal cords warmed up, doing a little talking right now to get you going.
Already, yep. I said they talked about doing the welcome, and then, you know, and I said, why don't I just emcee the thing, and then I know what's going on all the time because I have the book. I won't be confused and I won't be in the way.
So, Commissioner, you talked about moving it, like you said, historically, or at least the last several years, it's been over in Invergrove Heights and now up at the Ben Franklin Center there in Arden Hills.
Right.
Is that going to be something that is going to rotate year over year? Is it going to stay metro? What kind of plans do you guys have for the event?
That is my desire. You know, like I said, I want all Minnesotans to be able to participate and to be able to honor our veterans at our official event. So, yeah, I'd like to move it around to a different place. And my thoughts are kind of like the governor's pheasant opener or fishing opener or deer opener, something like that, where we just move it to a different community every single year to give more people the
opportunity. Well, and I think the great thing about that is then you get to highlight that community as well and maybe bring in a little bit more business to that community that normally a person wouldn't go there for another reason or something.
Absolutely. And you know, we are the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, so we should be getting that out there and assisting those communities all across the state.
And you said something, one of my favorite words, and that was free. But also breakfast after that. So free breakfast, too.
Yep. That's at 8:30. So we have it as a catered event. And so everybody kind of comes down. We have a sit-down breakfast buffet style. And then we kick off the event at 10. So.
And, of course, you've got some music. You're going to be emceeing other speakers going on, too?
Yep, absolutely. So our keynote speaker this year, so – yeah, if you've been paying attention here in the last, I believe it was about 2 weeks ago now, we got an official declaration of end of homelessness for veterans in Hennepin County, so or what we call functional zero. And that recognition is made by criteria set up for the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness. They review all of our data and against all of their goals and all of their measures. And we received that, which made Hennepin County the 9 out of 10 continuums of care in the state that have declared an end to veterans homelessness. So our keynote speaker is going to be the executive director of that United States Interagency Council on Homeless. His name is Jeff Olivet.
Well, that's great, great work. And I know that it wasn't just the MDVA. You've got a great team over there that, of course, works in conjunction with other entities. And this is a huge, huge deal, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is. You know, kind of like I said in the last segment, taking a village, it takes the government, it takes the nonprofits, it takes other government agencies, state, federal, city, counties. All working together, really, to do it because, you know, none of us can do it alone. And that's really what happened, especially in Hennepin County. I said at that event that if I would have been a betting man 10 years ago, I wouldn't have guessed that Hennepin County wouldn't have been last because they had the largest homeless veteran population in the state. But they, along with our partners at the Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans, just really buckled down and put in the effort and changed policies, even in the county level, to be able to make sure that we were moving toward the goal, and we did it. We did it together.
Yeah, maybe you can clarify something for the listening audience. When we talk about functional zero and this declaration, that doesn't mean you've ended homelessness, does it?
No, it doesn't. You know, I saw some interesting Facebook comments after some of the declarations, and it doesn't at all. It means, you know, like I said, U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness sets up 5 measures. Some of them are really technical, but they have to do with, you know, having no chronic homeless veterans, being able to house anyone within 90 days. And then, like I said, some other more technical things. But it just means that we have the safeguards in place that when a veteran does become homeless, we try to prevent it when we can, of course, and we have lots of prevention services available as well. But when they do become homeless, then that is a brief occurrence, and it's rare, and hopefully it doesn't recur again.
Yeah.
And so those measures are set up to measure our system of response.
And I think that's why it's so important to have those other relationships that you've already mentioned, so that those resources can be put into place so that if, by the off chance that a veteran is experiencing homelessness, that a resource is available for them, like FAST.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing is, when we get our statewide declaration, when we get this one more continuum of care, which is Ramsey County, the job's not done.
Yeah.
You can't just stop because everything will go back to the way it was.
Right.
You know, 10 years ago, we had over 600 homeless veterans on the street in Minnesota. We're below 200 right now, and we have the systems in place to take care of them.
Wow, that's awesome, and what a great accomplishment. Commissioner, we'll take a quick break here, and then we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about Veterans Day and some other things that are going on over at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Doug Wortham. I've got the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs here, Brad Lindsay. And Commissioner, before we went to break, obviously a big accomplishment with the functional zero, you know, but we started the conversation off about Veterans Day and the event. And, of course, the reason why we got to that conversation, because of your keynote speaker.
Right.
But that event isn't the only event that's going on. We already heard from Brown County. Does the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs try to house a list of all the different events going on around the state?
Yeah, we do. We ask starting, gosh, it was maybe late summer here, we kind of put out the notice that if any communities were having Veterans Day's events, to send those to us, and we would put those on our website. So we have collected those and posted them. It's at minnesotaveteran.org/events, and there's quite a few on there, and you can go on there and search and see if there's one in your community. Good chances there are. You know, we have our official Veterans Day event, like I said, that's happening in Arden Hills. But we also have Veterans Day events in our homes as well. So, you know, when I'm done with the morning main event in Arden Hills, I'm jumping in my car and headed down to the Minneapolis Veterans Home. And we're going to do it again with for those folks that are down there and their families.
So. Well, that's awesome. And, you know, Commissioner, I know that the event, right, the desire is to have as many people at that Ben Franklin Center as possible in Arden Hills. But there might be some people that really want to see what's going on. They might want to hear your fantastic MC duties, but they just can't make the trek. Maybe it's health reasons. Maybe it's other reasons. So is there still an opportunity for people to see that event somehow, some way?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like I said, we'd love to have them there, and we don't want any of the sausage and eggs to go to waste. So,
right.
We want them there for our breakfast and whatnot. But yeah, we are also be live streaming, so anybody can join us, you know, from the comfort of their home. The live stream will be available on our website, again, at that same minnesotaveteran.org/events. We're also going to record the program so people can watch it at their convenience later in the day or some other time as well.
Yeah,
so
that's great. And so, again, it is on Veterans Day, which is Monday. And I think it's going to be a great event. I mean, there's free food. So what else can you ask for? And plus, you've got the microphone.
Oh, exactly. Hopefully we get back to a warm day like we had just a couple days ago instead of one like today.
Yeah, now, you know, I mean, seriously, like last year, I don't remember what it was like on Veterans Day, but we had a pretty good winter. So I hate to say this, but we might be due.
We might be. And there have been, I remember one of my first winters as deputy commissioner, I actually couldn't make it to the event in Inver Grove Heights because of the snow and the roads.
Now, is that when you immediately went out and bought a four-wheel drive vehicle?
Absolutely, and never missed again.
Yeah, see? Now, that's dedication. That's how you take care of our Veterans Commissioner.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we want you there. Oh, boy. So, Commissioner, what we're going to do is I want to give you an opportunity to kind of deliver your Veterans Day message. You know, we would have had this pre-recorded as a part of the Commissioner's Corner, but I want to give you an opportunity to give your message. And then when you're done with that, we're going to bring in the director from the Minneapolis VA healthcare system. We'll round the show out with him. So, Commissioner, the floor is yours.
All right. Very good. Yeah, we're just hoping that all Minnesotans will join us. Like I said, that's why my plan is to move this around the state from now on. We want to give the recognition to all of our Minnesota veterans on this special day where everyone, the whole communities, the whole state can say thank you for your service. you know, veterans only make up about 5% of the population in Minnesota, and that's shrinking. It was actually 9% when I got into this business originally. So we want to honor all who have served, and that's what the day is all about. Being a veteran myself, I understand that commitment very well, and thank my brothers and sisters in arms, especially on Veterans Day, because we're very fortunate to live in the United States and have people who are willing to step up and to quote a movie, to say, send me, send me.
That's awesome. Well, what a great message. Thanks a lot, Commissioner. And we're going to bring in the director here now.
Excellent. Thanks, Doug.
And Commissioner, joining us on the line here is the director of the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System, Pat Kelly. Director, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Yeah, hi, Doug. Commissioner, nice to be with you again.
Yeah, so, Director, I was talking with the Commissioner a few minutes ago about the big declaration, and, you know, I was asking the Commissioner about all these different entities, and Commissioner, I mean, what a great partner to have here as well.
Absolutely. We could not do this without the VA and the VA HUD-VASH program. So,
yeah, and so maybe Director, you can try to explain to our listening audience a little bit about the role that you play in supporting this effort to end homelessness.
Yeah, so we have great partners, of course, as you guys have already talked about, and everybody has a role, and together we really made a big difference in this case. So the VA's role really is to work a number of supportive services in order that once veterans are housed, we then bring the services to make them successful, including educational efforts, medical and mental health services, employment services, justice programs where they're needed. And so, and importantly, we bring a lot of federal resources. And so, you know, in Minnesota, we have 1,035 HUD-VASH vouchers that we manage. And about 600 of those, more than half, are being used in Hennepin County. And so you can see, you know, with those kinds of resources that the federal government can bring, not only does it house veterans, but it then makes them more successful in maintaining the kind of life that we want for our veterans, improving their lives, helping them with a job, helping them with training, helping them with justice programs, if that's what's needed. But state has a lot of great resources. That's what we bring. We bring a lot of, you know, 50 social workers, a lot of vouchers, a lot of supportive services. That's the role of the VA.
And we should point out that the HUD-VASH program you're talking about, that provides some rental assistance. It's a voucher for rental assistance, which is a great asset for those who are, you know, in a housing type of a crisis. So mm-hmm. We appreciate you doing that. Right. It really helps out and contributes to the overall effort. Director, you know, the fiscal year we know is different than the calendar year, and I'm sure you're running all the numbers and, you know, trying to see how did you all finish up. And I'm just wondering if you might be able to, without, you know, giving away the entire year in review show that we're planning for, but maybe you can just kind of give us some of the highlights about how fiscal year 2024 ended up for the Minneapolis VA.
You know, Doug, one of the things we saw this year, and it's a good thing, and largely related to the PACT Act, is that more veterans were seeking health care, and many of those veterans had a higher disability rating. And so what that meant is that, you know, this past year we delivered over $2.2 million appointments for veterans in the state of Minnesota and western Wisconsin, where we have clinics. You know, we enrolled an additional 5,600 veterans. Those are new veterans who the year before didn't get their health care with the VA. That included over 500 new women veterans. And so we now see about 7,500 women veterans here. And I will just mention, because it is so important, that the VA passed what's referred to as the Compact Act. And the Compact Act is no-cost emergency health care for those Minnesota veterans in acute suicidal crisis who otherwise were not eligible due to a bad conduct discharge or other reasons. But, you know, Secretary McDonough said, look, I don't care how they were discharged from the service. If they're in a suicidal crisis, we are going to take care of them, and we're going to take care of them at no cost. And so that program was initiated last year, and we saw about 700 Minnesota veterans through that program. So that really made a difference and is something we're growing all the time.
Yeah, that fabulous, Pat. And we know, too, that connection to veteran suicide and homelessness is there as well. So anything we can do on one helps on the other. So I was talking earlier about our official State Veterans Day program, and I was saying, you know, it's not the only game in town. Basically, we have communities having events. We're having events in our state veterans' homes as well. And I'm assuming that you're also having a ceremony for that day at the medical center. Is that correct?
Yeah, no, Brad, it's the first time since 2019. So we have historically had something here for our inpatient veterans. So, you know, they can't get out, they can't get to a ceremony, they can't get away. So we're actually doing it this year on Friday, November 8th at 1330. It's going to be hosted by Minnesota Military's own Tom Lyons, who's going to come over and host that program for us. But it's going to include a 50-member West Point Glee Club this year. It's going to be fun.
Oh, wow.
You know, so they're going to be in our flag atrium, and they're going to fill the place up. And what we do is we bring veterans down from their inpatient units, many of them in their beds, wheel those beds down, have a brief ceremony, have some reception in the auditorium, and just really make it a day for them. That's going to be Friday.
It's going to be a great
day.
On the
11th, you know, we're going to do a vehicle parade here, too. So that's another thing that we do. Again, veterans, when they can't leave, they can at least look out the window and see the vehicle, decorated vehicles going by. So a couple of events, looking forward to it. Of course, the big state event's going to be a great event, as it always is. Look forward to that as well.
Thanks so much, Director, for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Doug.
You bet. All right, Commissioner, we got a roll. I appreciate you being here today.
Thank you, Doug. Thanks
for
having me.
That's the Commissioner of Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and I'm Doug Wortham, your host on Minnesota Military Radio. I hope you have a productive week and you find a way to thank and honor those who have and those who continue to serve and sacrifice so we can enjoy the liberty and freedom this great country has to offer.